Under orders from Congress, the State Department is getting ready to roll out a new high-tech passport that will be tough to counterfeit. That's because the document will include a smart microchip. It sends out a radio signal that can only be read by a special device. Privacy advocates fear the new passport will, in effect, broadcast your identity and nationality to passersby, and they want to stop the project. NPR's Larry Abramson has this report.
The chips that will be included in these next-generation passports have been compared with the RFID or radio frequency ID chips used by retailers to control inventory. But these passport chips are much smarter than those RFID tags. According to Frank Moss of the State Department, they can store all the information that's inside your passport.
It's your photograph, it's your date of birth, it's the passport validity number.
Moss says the chip will allow border personnel around the world to verify that you are you. If a terrorist has simply pasted his photograph into the passport, the picture that is beamed to the reader won't match, and the counterfeiter will be exposed. But privacy activist Bill Scannell says the chip will create a new kind of risk for American travelers.
Anyone who makes a query to this RFID chip will be able to get the same information, and this is good news for criminals, kidnappers, robbers, and even terrorists.
Scannell and others envision terrorists getting hold of reader devices and walking through crowds of people looking for radio signals radiating from U.S. passports. Others envision identity thieves stealing or skimming sensitive data out of the air. The State Department's Frank Moss says he's had the same visions, and the department has come up with a technical solution. The covers of passports will be embedded with, well, tinfoil or something like it. That will keep all of the information safe until the document is opened by the bearer.
That as long as these two objects or these two technologies are in close proximity, it can't be read, yet you open the book and now you're able to access the chip electronically. We will only release these to the public when we're confident that we have addressed the risk of skimming.
Engineers say that should protect the information, but some security analysts say passports are opened up in lots of places. Ari Jules with RSA Security points out that in many countries, hotels demand your passport when you check in.
If you go into a hotel and the hotel scans your e-passport, then somebody nearby with a passive listening device can intercept the information that's transmitted from the passport to the reader.
Privacy advocates say, in fact, tests have shown that information can be skimmed from as far as 30 feet away. They point to data from preliminary tests done by the National Institutes of Standards and Technology. But Randy Vanderhoof of the Smart Card Alliance says that information has been routinely misreported.
And the difference between those early tests and what are being applied today in passports is whether you could detect that a passport was present in a room versus whether the passport would actually be read and the information being detected.
Vanderhoof says no one was able to actually read the information from more than a few inches away from the card. And he says the readers used at border crossings will be heavily shielded to prevent remote skimming. But Bill Scannell says these technical fixes amount to patches on a leaky technology. Better, he says, not to use RFID or smart chip technology in the first place.
When there are things such as 2D barcodes, optical chips, optical scanners, and a myriad of other technologies that would do the job that they're trying to do, namely hardening the passports, without senselessly endangering the American traveling public.
The State Department says it is just as concerned about the safety of Americans abroad. To prove that these new passports will make travelers safer, the first people to carry them later this year will be U.S. diplomats. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.